Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. 7 years ago, when Ann Hancock began what is now the Climate Protection Campaign, it was an obscure, little-known issue. A lot has changed since then.
2001, when we started, not too many people were talking about global climate change. And 2008, it's hard not to talk about it.
That's good, but Hancock adds it's really just a starting point.
There's talk, and then there's actual greenhouse gas emission reductions. And that's what's so powerful about using greenhouse gas emissions as a metric, is that it separates rhetoric from reality. And so what we really need to do is hunker down and get those reductions.
Accomplishing that will require new mechanisms. One that the Climate Protection Campaign is advocating is a regulatory and permitting process called cap and dividend.
Cap the overall emissions that can be emitted into the atmosphere. Then you auction off the right to emit, and the auction determines the price of those emissions, and then the total allocation of permits to emit are reduced over time to meet the scientific imperative. Then the next question that arises is, who gets the money from those emission permits that are auctioned off? And we maintain that that money belongs to the people, because the sky belongs to all of us.
There's much more information about all that at their website, climateprotectioncampaign.org. That's also the place to sign up for the campaign's fourth annual Climate Protection Everybody Profits Conference, to be held tomorrow in Healdsburg's Villa Chanticleer. One of the highlights will be the release of the Sonoma County Report Card on Climate Protection, an assessment of the progress being made by each local city and the county as a whole toward their greenhouse gas reduction goals. Beyond that, Hancock says, the program offers something for everyone interested in climate protection issues.
Rafael Aguilera is the man that we hired to work in Sacramento, so I'm very excited to have him presenting what we're doing in Sacramento to the people of Sonoma County. I'm really looking forward to Mike Thompson talking about what's going on at the national level. And we have four students who are going to be talking about what the young people are doing, and that's where my heart is. I always love listening to the young people have a voice, address adults, and talk about their futures.
As for the Everybody Profits message of the conference, Hancock says that's still slowly getting traction in the broader business community. But she adds, a couple of recent calls to her office indicate that the message is starting to get through.
One from a construction business who said, we think that we can have a better chance at getting a job we're going for if we show that we're working on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And we went, yeah, this is the best. And then there was another firm that contacted us and said, we have this big project that we want to do, and we think if we can show that we're reducing greenhouse gas emissions, it will enable us to get approval for this project. But overall, it's still not there. The economic motivation is not as strong as it needs to be.
To address that, tomorrow's conference will feature panels on the wine industry specifically and one on how business and government can work together to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.